Hello.
Yes, hi, sir. Good morning. Good evening. My name is Richard. I'm calling you from Opinion Research. We're calling on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything. I'm not gonna ask you for a donation, sir. This Mr. Lucian?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And Mr. Lucian, let me see. First of all, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
40 years.
40 years? Okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Terrazzo mechanical finisher? Cement mason?
I was a brick mason.
Brick mason?
Brick mason, yes.
Okay. Brick mason. Okay. And on the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, a finisher or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic or foreman?
As a foreman.
Okay. And yes or no, sir, are you currently working at the trade?
No, I'm retired.
Okay. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you want to work over the past 12 months?
Well, I haven't looked for work because I'm retired. I've been
Oh.
retired for 6 years now.
Okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No,
Okay.
I'm.
Okay. And yes or no, sir, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
No, thank you. And thinking about what you see in your local community, sir, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there was this time last year?
Maybe a few less.
Few, okay. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
About the same? Okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Well, because I'm retired right now, I don't really know at, right now at that time, but I think that there's always been a shortage of union workers, to be honest with you.
All right.
In the past years, we've needed more than we could get.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs in which you worked in the past few months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
An appointed steward?
Yes.
Is that what you're asking? Yes.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
No. Okay. And thinking about the last job on which you worked, sir, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, privately, through the federal government, or you do not know?
I believe it was funded through the University of Southern California, USC.
Okay, so that'll be a state or local government, huh?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Well, I hope it's at least the same.
Okay. We have three options: more than now, the same as now, or less than now.
Same as now.
Same as now. Okay. All right. And looking at your family's economic situation, sir, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Maybe.
Sir? Hello, sir?
Yes, get
I'm
better.
sorry. Okay, thank you. And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards were you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust air quality, or not real safety concerns?
Not any real safety concerns. Everything was pretty safe.
Okay. All right. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No, I have not.
No. Okay. All right. Now, sir, for each of the following, please tell me if you ever have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Okay. All right. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Occasionally.
Okay. And changing the subjects on the to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are less likely to get your news from. The first one, sir, is local TV news programming. The second one is cable news. Third, print or online newspapers. The internet or social media. Radio or friends and neighbors.
I say local news.
Local news will be your first go-to?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What will be your last to go-to? Between cable news, print or online newspaper, the internet or social media, radio, and friends and neighbors.
What was the first one? The first one you said?
Cable news, print or online newspaper?
Online news.
Online news, okay. And the third one, cable news, print or online newspaper, radio, or friends and neighbors?
Probably friends and neighbors.
Okay. All right, sir. And last three, we got cable news, print or online newspapers, or radio?
Radio.
Okay. And then we have cable news or online newspapers. Which one of those would you put up for?
Newspapers.
Newspaper? Okay. All right. And last will be the radio, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Okay. All right. Moving on, sir. We're almost done here. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Foreign policy, immigration, education, support for labor unions, jobs and the economy, healthcare, the environment, or something else?
I think something else.
Okay. All right. And as you may know, sir, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to fairly finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
I'm familiar with it, but I haven't read any of it.
Oh, so you, yes, I've heard a little bit about it or heard some about it?
Yeah, I am familiar with the Bacon-Davis. Yes.
Okay. And as you may know, sir, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that the federal elected officials support it?
I feel it's very important.
Okay, thank you, sir. And generally speaking, do you believe that the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
The Democratic Party, without a question.
The Democratic Party? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sir. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? GM, Ford, Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
The United Auto Workers.
The United Auto Workers somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Okay, much more. All right, sir. And please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job that Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as a president overall.
I think it's good.
You approve strongly or approve somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. And what about support for labor unions?
I believe he supports labor unions. Good, yes. I approve of that.
Approve somewhat or approve strongly?
Approve strongly.
Thank you, sir. And what about the economy?
Well, I think that somewhat I approve. I think he's struggling with it because things he can't control, but I think he's I approve of what he's doing with that.
Okay. And what about foreign affairs?
I approve of what Joe Biden's doing foreign affairs as well.
Approve strongly or approve somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. And what about health care?
I approve what he's doing with health care. I wish we could get the Obamacare back in where it should be, but I approve of it.
Strong. Okay. And what about immigration?
I struggle with that a little bit. I approve of him having somewhat, you know, that's a tough one because I believe in having immigrants come in here legally. I think we need them. I think they add to our country. But as far as, you know, what's going on with so much of this on the border and everything, it's kind of difficult for me to say. I'd have to say somewhat approve.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, and do you disapprove or approve of the way that Congress is handling this job?
I disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or you somewhat
strongly
disapprove? Okay.
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for president and other offices in the November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you will vote?
Absolutely, Alpha, 100%.
Thank you, sir. Now, and if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote, sir?
Biden, 100%.
The Democrat Joe Biden? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Okay. Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the International Union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I'd say good to that as well.
Okay. Now, how could the union best improve its representation and service, in your own words?
Oh. I would have to say probably come out on the jobs more often, meet with the men.
Come out to the job site and meet with the men?
Yes.
To the job site, meet with the men. Okay. And what do you think in the unions is the, I'm sorry, what do you think that the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on? In your words again.
Trying to keep a good wage for the union workers and keeping them well trained so we don't have non-union, low-paying jobs come in and take over the jobs.
Trying to keep good wages?
Yes, keep good wages and good training.
Training. Okay. All right, sir. And what is your preferred way to receive? What is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Mail, job site, union meetings, email, or text messages?
Mail for me.
Mail. Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to BAC? Never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year?
I'm going to say once a year.
Once a year? Okay. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think yourself as a Republican or a Democrat or something else?
Well, I used to be a Republican, but there's no way in hell I'd do that now. So this put me down as a Democrat, I believe.
Thank you, sir. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you, sir. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race, sir?
White. Caucasian.
Thank you, sir. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I please have your first name?
Lucian.
L-U-C-I-A-N?
That's correct.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Lucian, this concludes our survey for today. Thank you very much for helping me out and your participation. You have a blessed evening, sir.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, bye-bye.